This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah, the Almighty Subhanah, and His blessings and peace and praise be upon His Prophet Muhammad and His family and His companions and His followers until the Day of Judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're still talking about the magnificent seven. Those seven that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them in the hadith, which is reported by al-Bukhari or Muslim and related by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ said, seven people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put them in His shade in the Day of Judgment: a just ruler, and a youth who grew up with the worship of Allah, and a man or a person whose heart attached to the masjid, and two persons who love each other, meet each other, and depart from each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a man who an extremely beautiful woman seduce him. He rejects her offer by saying, I fear Allah, ma'ad Allah. And a person who gives in charity, and he concealed his charity to the extent that his left hand will not know what his right hand is giving. And a man or a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solitude, alone, and he will not control his tear, and his eyes will well up. My dear brothers and sisters, we're still talking about the first category, the just ruler. We heard last time about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and today I would like to share with you a couple of stories about Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Umar, and all of us know what it means to talk about Umar radiallahu anhu and his justice, because he was an example, because he ruled the Muslims for a long time. So there are so many incidents the history saved for us about his justice and how he used to implement this justice in between his people in stories as if it is something a novelist wrote it from his imagination. Sometimes it's hard to believe that somebody can reach that level of righteousness and that level of caring and implementing justice to the simplest form in his society and his community. For instance, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, once a man came to him all the way from Egypt, and he said, your ruler Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, or your ruler Amr ibn al-As, have told me that I'm munafiq, I'm hypocrite. That Amr ibn al-As told that man that you are a hypocrite. And he said, wallahi, since I became Muslim, I never ever became hypocrite. I never changed my belief. So why your ruler called me that name? When Umar radiallahu anhu arda heard that, he sent to Amr ibn al-As a message with this man, saying, ordering the Muslim judge in Egypt to see if there is two witnesses support what this man saying, this man should hit or beat Amr ibn al-As in front of everybody as a punishment for that title that he gave to that man. He stand up in the masjid, in the public, and he read what Umar radiallahu anhu arda' wrote. Then he said, anybody can support me and witness that Amr ibn al-As said that about me? And not only two, several people said, we heard Amr ibn al-As said that to you. So what happened? He took the stick to hit or to beat Amr ibn al-As in public. There is a man who's one of Amr ibn al-As' friends or supporters, advisors, Huntumah, said, Wallahi, you will not be able to hit the Amir, the ruler of Egypt. We will not let you do that. He said, I will give you as much as you want from money, but let him go. He said, Wallahi, if you fill up this masjid with gold, I will not take it and I will let Amr ibn al-As go. I want to take my revenge and to punish him for what he told me. Then he said, I don't think we should let you do that. I think we should not obey Umar ibn al-Khattab in this. He is the Amir of Egypt. How come we allowed such thing to happen? But Umar ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu arda', told him, be quiet. And he told the man, go ahead and hit me, as Umar radiallahu anhu arda' order you. Nobody feel that he's above the law. Nobody feel that he can abuse his followers. Umar radiallahu anhu arda' said that clearly. He declared that in his first speech. He said, I have sent my ruler to all of you, not to take your wealth, abuse you, treat you bad. I send them to you to teach you religion and to educate you about the sunnah of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the role in the community. I didn't send them to be dictators, to collect tax and to put tax over people and to abuse the people. No, I have sent them to help you to have a better society, to establish a civil society, as we say today, a democratic society where people have the right to express their opinions and to practice the rights of judging and questioning their rulers about their rights. Another incident, once the son of Amr ibn al-As, hit an Egyptian man. He said, he hit him and he said, خُذْهَا وَنَا بْنُ أَكْرَمِ الْأَكْرَمِينَ. I'm the son of an honorable person. And he hit that Egyptian man. Then the Egyptian man is a poor person, has no tribe to support him or to stand behind him. Anyway, he traveled all the way to Medina to Umar. And he said that what happened, that the son of your ruler hit me. And he said, I'm the son of the great family. Then Umar said, send Abdullah and his father, both of them, to me. Both of them came to Umar radiallahu anhu in Medina. Then he asked the Egyptian man to stay. When they came, Umar radiallahu anhu gave the stick to that Egyptian man and said, now hit his son the same way he hit you. He did. Then he said, now hit his father. He said, I have nothing to do with his father. His son is the one who hit me. He said, yes, but he hit you because he knows that his father will not punish him if he abuses you. So his father also deserved to be punished for that. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once walked in the Medina souks. He saw a very big camels. MashaAllah, healthy camels, a lot of meat in it. He said, who's these camels belong to? They said, this is your son's camels. This belongs to your son, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab. He said, Bakhin Bakhin ya Abdullah. Bakhin Bakhin, it's a word in Arabic which it means, so this is my son's camels. Where is he? He came, he rushed to his father and he told him, where you got these camels from? He said, you remember I purchased these skinny old camels and I let them go outside and eat from the grass that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the earth with the poor people's camels. And it had been drinking, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed these camels. and became healthy and big as you see. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said, go sell all of them. Go sell all of them. And see how much the old camels, when they were skinny, how much they cost. And whatever that amount of money you can figure, this is your money. And whatever extra, give it to Bayt al-Mal, give it to the public, give it to the state's money, so it go back to the poor. He said, Father, I didn't steal, I didn't do anything. These camels, Allah bless them to grow. Just go with the regular, with any Muslim's camels, like any other person. Then what happened? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu told him, no, my son. You know, whenever you bring your camels, people will say, this is the camels of the son of Umar ibn Khattab. Let it eat first. Let it drink first. So people allowed your camels to drink and eat more than anybody else because it's the camels of the son of the Khalifa, of the Caliph. That's why I think that you should sell them. Uthman radiallahu anhu ardhah, once he pushed one of his servant, or he may pushed him or tapped him strongly. He gave the stick to his servant and said, go ahead and hit me with it, beat me with it before the day of judgment comes. Ali radiallahu anhu ardhah, when he was the Khalifa of the Muslims, he was selling his own sword in the market. And he said, wallahi, I use this sword to protect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his battles. I'm only selling it because I didn't have enough money to buy clothes to wear. Otherwise, I will never sell it. Ali radiallahu anhu, once he lost his shield and he found a Jewish man selling this shield in the souks. So he brought the Jewish man to Shuraih al-Qadi, to the judge. And he said, this is my shield and this man's selling it. So the judge asked Ali radiallahu anhu, do you have any proof that this shield belonged to you? Because the Jewish man said, this is my shield. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, yes, my son Al-Hasan, who is the master of the youth in Jannah. Shuraih said, your son cannot be accepted. He's your son. I cannot accept him as a witness. You have to bring somebody else. He said, I don't have anybody else. He said, so this shield belonged to the Jewish man. See how much justice those people had and the way they treat their people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, be just in your family. Be just with your children. Don't ever favor your son over your daughter because this is not justice. Don't ever favor one of your son over another because this is not justice. You are a ruler in your house as a father or as a mother. Also be just with your family. Don't give all your time outside the house and you don't give any time to your home. Be just if you are in charge of a Muslim Islamic center or a masjid. Make sure that you're just with people. You give people equal opportunities, or you give people what they deserve. Be just with your employees if you have a company or if you are a manager. Be just with the people who work for you. Be just with your neighbor. Be just with your community if you are an imam of a masjid. If you are in charge of a community, be just when you give an advice. Be just when you criticize. Be just when you write. Be just when you talk. Justice is the foundation of the community. That's why in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam start with it, because based on justice, we can have a solid and a strong community. Now we'll break, and then we'll come back, inshallah, to talk about the second category, about the youth who grow up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kids quiz. Do you have kids? Do you want your kids to enjoy their time? Do you want them to benefit from their time? Would you like to increase their knowledge in Islam and general culture?
Honesty, Brother Frisco.
Yes!
Whoa! How should you choose different...
And they should have lots and lots of toys! Yes!
A show consists of challenges, questions... The two teams with the most points at the end of the show that win the lovely golden medal. Or if you come in second place, of course, you win a lovely silver medal. The winning team overall gets a lovely golden medal.
I'm very excited I did it. I didn't believe that I could do it.
Do you like to teach them the Islamic values? Would you like to get to know our puppet Frisco?
It's a good day today.
Join our program, Kids Quiz, to have more knowledge and fun.
Welcome back. Now we'll talk about the second category. We'll talk about the youth who grow up with worshipping or with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youth, yes, youth is the most important period of our life. Youth are the most important people in any society. Youth are the future of any society. Actually, youth is so important period of time in our life to the extent that the Prophet ﷺ said, in the Day of Judgment, the person will be asked about his age in general. Then he will be asked specifically about his youth time. How he used that time, how he utilized that time, and what he have done during his youth. He will be asked about his age, but specifically he will be asked again about that period of time, which we consider it al-shabab. Al-shabab. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, shabab is something so special. It is something will go so fast in no time. That period of time of your life, which is the youth, will be gone without even realizing that. Without even noticing that. He said it's like something you carry it in your shirt. You're carrying it with it and it slipped out. You didn't notice it that you lost it. He said this is the youth. It will go very fast without realizing that you already passed that period of time. But let me tell you what the Muslim scholars said about the definition of youth. Who is considered youth? The youth is the person between 15 years old all the way to 40 years old. I'm sure there is some of you now smiling and feeling good about themselves that they're still youth, even if they are 36 or 37, 38. Yes, you still consider youth according to the definition of the Muslim scholars, that youth start from 15 years old all the way to 40 years old. So, what is so special about this area or this period of time, that you being youth? There is a hadith. Some scholars said that hadith is Hassan. Some scholar criticized the authenticity of the hadith, which is hadith Uqbah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna rabbaka la ya'jabu min shabbin." ليس له صبوة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be amazed with a young man or a woman, a youth who will always be good. And he doesn't have a time that he was not practicing or not a religious person. He's been religious all his youth. When we talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, so many of us think about the companions are as if they are old people. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surrounded with youth. Most of his followers were not old people. As a matter of fact, you see that when they describe the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will always mention Abu Bakr radiallahu an as an old man. But the rest of them, they were youth. They were very young in their age. For instance, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu arda, the one whom the Prophet ﷺ told him, إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ. I love you, ya Mu'ad. I love you for the sake of Allah. Mu'ad رضي الله عنه أرضاه, the Prophet ﷺ said that he will come in the day of judgment leading all the scholars, ahead of all the scholars, ahead of all the scholars. The Prophet Muhammad said, he's the one who knows the halal and haram the most. He knows what is allowed and what is not allowed. He knows the rules of the sharia the most. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, the Prophet also said, take the Qur'an from four people. Learn Qur'an from four people. One of them, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu wa ardaah. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have praised Mu'adh so much. How old Mu'adh you think when he became Muslim? He was 18 years old only. I will say that again. 18 years old only. Not even 20. And do you know that he died when he was, some scholars said 28 years old. Some scholars said the maximum is 32 years old. Only 32 years old. In this short period of time, he was able to lead all the scholars, to be the most knowledgeable person in halal and haram. This a man who used his or utilized his youth to gain the most noble things in the world, the knowledge of sharia. Not only in the knowledge of sharia or the science of hadith or fiqh, no, he was also there in the day when Muslim was fighting the Romans. And the leader of the Romans told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he told him, tomorrow when we meet you in the battle, I'm sure we will kill you all while you're running away, going back towards Arabia. Then Mu'adh radiallahu anhu arda told the leader of the Romans, he said, it might happen that you kill us, but I guarantee for you, if it happened that you will kill one of us, you will never kill us while we're running away. You will kill us while we're running towards you. With these words, he shake the heart of that leader, and Muslims win the battle in the next day. My brothers and sisters, Usama ibn Zayd, another example. Less than 20 years old, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put him Amir, in charge, leader of an army. In that army, Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, and the great companions, they are all under his command. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu arda was giving this responsibility while he's just a young man in less than 20 years old. Mus'ab ibn Umair, the first ambassador in Islam, another example of a youth who spent his youth or he grew up with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Mus'ab ibn Umair, the first ambassador in Islam, the one who delivered the message of Islam to Medina, who converted the Ansar to Islam. He's the first one who established Jumu'ah, prayer in Islam. Mus'ab ibn Umair, radiallahu anhu ardaah, the one who carried the flag of the Muslims army in the day of Uhud, and he were killed in the day of Uhud, defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the religion of Allah. Was in his youth when he died, when he accepted Islam, when he migrated to Medina, when he delivered the message and da'wah to Medina. Zayd ibn Thabit, another great example. Zayd ibn Thabit, in his youth, he was giving one of the greatest responsibility. During the Prophet ﷺ time, he was in charge of writing the Quran, collecting the Quran. And during Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was also in charge of, he was the head of the committee that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda formulated to collect the Quran. And again, he was giving this responsibility in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu to be the head of the committee who have collected the Quran in one mushaf. Zayd ibn Thabit, was not an old man when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them that responsibility. When Abu Bakr gave him that responsibility, as a matter of fact, Abu Bakr told him, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ شَابٌ لَا نَتَّهِمُكَ. You're a young man. We don't have any doubt about your ability to collect the Quran. We all know who killed Abu Jahl, the enemy of Islam and the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was killed by two young boys, Mu'adh and Mu'awad, 13, 14 years old. They told Abdurrahman ibn Auf in the Battle of Badr, Ya Am, uncle, if you see Abu Jahl, please let us know. Just pointed him out for us, so we will go straight and strike him and kill him in the Battle of Badr. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, how come you will do that? You're just a young two boys. They said, Ya Am, we've been told that he used to abuse the Prophet ﷺ when he was in Mecca. Give us this opportunity to take revenge for the Prophet ﷺ and to relieve this word from the evil of this man. And that exactly what happened. They were the one who struck Abu Jahl and killed Abu Jahl. Abdullah ibn Zubair, a very young man, a very, very young man, also during the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the first child, or the first child born in Medina after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina with his companions, the son of Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha wa ardaha. He's the one who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night by praying, in the day by fasting, and by being in the front line with the Muslims, spreading Islam all over the place. He was praying one time in the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, and part of the masjid fell. They said he did not move. He was so concentrating in the Salat as if he didn't notice that. Sometimes when he prays, he will be making a long sujood to the extent birds will come and settle on his back, thinking that he just a rock or just a trunk of a tree in the masjid. They said nobody can challenge Abdullah ibn Zubair when it comes to braveness. He's so brave, he's so eloquent, he speaks very good, and he's very righteous, radiyallahu anhu wa ardaah. You know, Muhammad ibn al-Qasim, the one who carried or led the Muslims' army to India, to the subcontinent. And he did that while he's 17 years old. 17 years old only. He took the message of Islam all the way to India and to Sindh. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, another example, if I go back in history, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz also, a great imam, he was in his youth, 28 years old, when he became so righteous, so just in his community, radiallahu anhu wa ardaah. There are so many leaders who led the Muslims in their youth to establish a great society, great civilizations, and it all's done during their youth. Here I will stop, and I will see you, inshallah, next time, to talk more about this category, the youth who grow up with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bum. camels, Allah bless them to grow. They just go with the regular, with any Muslims' camels, like any other person. Then what happened? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu told him, no, my son. You know, whenever you bring your camels, people will say, this is the camels of the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Let it eat first. Let it drink first. So people allowed your camels to drink and eat more than anybody else because it's the camels of the son of the Khalifa, of the Caliph. That's why I think that you should sell them. Uthman radiallahu anhu ardhah, once he pushed one of his servant, or he may pushed him or tapped him strongly. He gave the stick to his servant and said, go ahead and hit me with it, beat me with it before the day of judgment comes. Ali radiallahu anhu ardhah, when he was the Khalifa of the Muslims, he was selling his own sword in the market. And he said, wallahi, I use this sword to protect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his battles. I'm only selling it because I didn't have enough money to buy clothes to wear. Otherwise, I will never sell it. Ali radiallahu anhu, once he lost his shield and he found a Jewish man selling this shield in the souks. So he brought the Jewish man to Shuraih al-Qadi, to the judge. And he said, this is my shield and this man's selling it. So the judge asked Ali radiallahu anhu, do you have any proof that this shield belonged to you? Because the Jewish man said, this is my shield. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, yes, my son Al-Hasan, who is the master of the youth in Jannah. Shuraih said, your son cannot be accepted. He's your son. I cannot accept him as a witness. You have to bring somebody else. He said, I don't have anybody else. He said, so this shield belonged to the Jewish man. See how much justice those people had and the way they treat their people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, be just in your family. Be just with your children. Don't ever favor your son over your daughter because this is not justice. Don't ever favor one of your son over another because this is not justice. You are a ruler in your house as a father or as a mother. Also be just with your family. Don't give all your time outside the house and you don't give any time to your home. Be just if you are in charge of a Muslim Islamic center or a masjid. Make sure that you're just with people. You give people equal opportunities, or you give people what they deserve. Be just with your employees if you have a company or if you are a manager. Be just with the people who work for you. Be just with your neighbor. Be just with your community if you are an imam of a masjid, or if you are in charge of a community. Be just when you give an advice. Be just when you criticize. Be just when you write. Be just when you talk. Justice is the foundation of the community. That's why in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam start with it, because based on justice, we can have a solid and a strong community. Now we'll break, and then we'll come back, inshallah, to talk about the second category, about the youth who grow up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kids quiz. Do you have kids? Do you want your kids to enjoy their time? Do you want them to benefit from their time? Would you like to increase their knowledge in Islam and general culture?
Honesty, Brother Frisco.
Yes!
Whoa! How should you choose your friend?
And they should have lots and lots of toys! Yes!
A show consists of challenges, questions.
Oh, no.
The two teams with the most points at the end of the show that win the lovely golden medal. Or, if you come in second place, of course, you win a lovely silver medal. The winning team overall gets a lovely golden medal.
I'm very excited I did it. I didn't believe that I could do it.
Do you like to teach them the Islamic values? Would you like to get to know our puppet Frisco?
It's a good day today.
Join our program, Kids Quiz, to have more knowledge and fun.
Welcome back. Now we'll talk about the second category. We'll talk about the youth who grow up with worshipping or with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youth, yes. Youth is the most important period of our life. Youth are the most important people in any society. Youth are the future of any society. Actually, youth is so important period of time in our life to the extent that the Prophet ﷺ said, in the Day of Judgment, the person will be asked about his age in general. Then he will be asked specifically about his youth time. How he used that time, how he utilized that time, and what he have done during his youth. He will be asked about his age, but specifically he will be asked again about that period of time, which we consider it al-shabab. Al-shabab. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, shabab is something so special. It is something will go so fast in no time. That period of time of your life, which is the youth, will be gone without even realizing that. Without even noticing that. He said it's like something you carry it in your shirt. You're carrying it with it and it slipped out. You didn't notice it that you lost it. He said this is the youth. It will go very fast without realizing that you already passed that period of time. But let me tell you what the Muslim scholars said about the definition of youth. Who is considered youth? The youth is a person between 15 years old all the way to 40 years old. I'm sure there is some of you now smiling and feeling good about themselves that they're still youth, even if they are 36 or 37, 38. Yes, you still consider youth according to the definition of the Muslim scholars, that youth start from 15 years old all the way to 40 years old. So, what is so special about this area or this period of time that you being youth? There is a hadith. Some scholars said that hadith is Hassan. Some scholar criticized the authenticity of the hadith, which is hadith Uqba radiallahu anhu. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna rabbaka la ya'jabu min shabbin." ليس له صبوة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be amazed with a young man or a woman, a youth who will always be good. And he doesn't have a time that he was not practicing or not a religious person. He's been religious all his youth. When we talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, so many of us think about the companions are as if they are old people. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surrounded with youth. Most of his followers were not old people. As a matter of fact, you see that when they describe the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will always mention Abu Bakr radiallahu an as an old man. But the rest of them, they were youth. They were very young in their age. For instance, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu arda, the one whom the Prophet ﷺ told him, إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ. I love you, ya Mu'ad. I love you for the sake of Allah. Mu'ad radiallahu anhu arda, the Prophet ﷺ said that he will come in the Day of Judgment leading all the scholars, ahead of all the scholars. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, he's the one who knows the halal wa haram the most. He knows what is allowed and what is not allowed. He knows the rules of the Sharia the most. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ also said, take the Quran from four people. Learn Quran from four people. One of them, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu arda. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have praised Mu'adh so much. How old Mu'adh do you think when he was when he became Muslim? He was 18 years old only. I will say that again. 18 years old only. Not even 20. And do you know that he died when he was, some scholars said 28 years old. Some scholars said the maximum is 32 years old. Only 32 years old. In this short period of time, he was able to lead all the scholars, to be the most knowledgeable person in halal wal haram. This a man who used his or utilized his youth to gain the most noble things in the world, the knowledge of Sharia. Not only in the knowledge of Sharia or the science of hadith or fiqh, no, he was also there in the day of, in the day when Muslim was fighting the Romans. And the leader of the Romans told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he told him, tomorrow when we meet you in the battle, I'm sure we will kill you all while you're running away, going back towards Arabia. Then Mu'adh radiallahu anhu arda told the leader of the Romans, he said, it might happen that you kill us, but I guarantee for you, if it happened that you will kill one of us, you will never kill us while we're running away. You will kill us while we're running towards you. With these words, he shake the heart of that leader, and Muslims win the battle in the next day. My brothers and sisters, Usama ibn Zayd, another example, less than 20 years old, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put him Amir, in charge, leader of an army. In that army, Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, and the great companions, they are all under his command. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu arda was giving this responsibility while he's just a young man. A young man in less than 20 years old. Mus'ab ibn Umair, the first ambassador in Islam. Another example of a youth. Another example of a youth who spent his youth or he grew up with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Mus'ab ibn Umair, the first ambassador in Islam, the one who delivered the message of Islam to Medina, who converted the Ansar to Islam. He's the first one who established Jumu'ah, prayer in Islam. Mus'ab ibn Umair, radiallahu anhu ardah, the one who carried the flag of the Muslims army in the day of Uhud, and he were killed in the day of Uhud, defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the religion of Allah. Was in his youth when he died, when he accepted Islam, when he migrated to Medina, when he delivered the message and da'wah to Medina. Zayd ibn Thabit, another great example. Zayd ibn Thabit, in his youth, he was giving one of the greatest responsibility. During the Prophet ﷺ time, he was in charge of writing the Quran, collecting the Quran. And during Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was also in charge of, he was the head of the committee that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda formulated to collect the Quran. And again, he was giving this responsibility in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu to be the head of the committee who have collected the Quran in one mushaf. Zayd ibn Thabit was not an old man when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them that responsibility. When Abu Bakr gave him that responsibility, as a matter of fact, Abu Bakr told him, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ شَابٌ لَا نَتَّهِمُكَ. You're a young man. We don't have any doubt about your ability to collect the Quran. We all know who killed Abu Jahl, the enemy of Islam and the enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was killed by two young boys, Mu'adh and Mu'awad, 13, 14 years old. They told Abdurrahman ibn Auf in the Battle of Badr, Ya Am, uncle, if you see Abu Jahl, please let us know. Just pointed him out for us, so we will go straight and strike him and kill him in the Battle of Badr. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, how come you will do that? You're just a young two boys. They said, Ya Am, we've been told that he used to abuse the Prophet ﷺ when he was in Mecca. Give us this opportunity to take revenge for the Prophet ﷺ and to relieve this word from the evil of this man. And that exactly what happened. They were the one who struck Abu Jahl and killed Abu Jahl. Abdullah ibn Zubair, a very young man, a very, very young man, also during the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the first child, or the first child born in Medina after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina with his companions, the son of Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha wa ardaha. He's the one who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night by praying, in the day by fasting, and by being in the front line with the Muslims, spreading Islam all over the place. He was praying one time in the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, and part of the masjid fell. They said he did not move. He was so concentrating in the Salat as if he didn't notice that. Sometimes when he prays, he will be making a long sujood to the extent birds will come and settle on his back, thinking that he just a rock or just a trunk of a tree in the masjid. They said nobody can challenge Abdullah ibn Zubair when it comes to braveness. He's so brave, he's so eloquent, he speaks very good, and he's very righteous, radiyallahu anhu wa ardaah. You know, Muhammad ibn al-Qasim, the one who carried or led the Muslims' army to India, to the subcontinent. And he did that while he's 17 years old. 17 years old only. He took the message of Islam all the way to India and to Sindh. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, another example, if I go back in history. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz also, a great imam, he was in his youth, 28 years old, when he became so righteous, so just in his community, radiallahu anhu wa ardaah. There are so many leaders who led the Muslims in their youth to establish a great society, great civilizations, and it all's done during their youth. Here I will stop, and I will see you, inshallah, next time to talk more about this category, the youth who grow up with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bum, 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 bum